Everdell, Emerlin 2026, Standard vs. Collectors and is a third standalone worth it. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Both play identically, same 1-4 players, same age 10+, same tilde 30-120 minutes, same brand new archaeologist exploring the 3D jungle ruins. Sit. Feel the weight of that box in your hands before you decide anything. That heft is the first thing everyone at my table reaches for. Everdell. Emerlund is the third fully standalone game in Starling and Takoon's Edge of the Map run after Farshore and the Winter one Silver Frost. This is the jungle chapter, Humid Greens, a waterfall on the lid, and the same beloved 3D tree standing over the table like a centerpiece I'd light candles around. You don't need to own a single other Everdell to play it. Out of the box, 1-4 of you, about 30 minutes to 2 hours depending on how thinky your friends get. So the real question isn't will I like it, it's which version do I put on the table, and is a third one of these actually worth the shelf space? Let me pour you something and walk you through it. And the new archaeologist, oh, that little wanderer is the reason to reach for this one over its siblings. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What actually comes in the box, and why the tree still matters, let me set the table first, so you know what you're choosing between. Everdell. Emerlund is a cozy woodland worker placement game for 1-4 players, age 10+, running about 30-120 minutes. You send your critter workers out across 4 seasons, gather twigs and resin and berries and pebbles, and build a little city of buildings and characters that score at game's end. If you've played any Everdell, your hands already know the rhythm. What's new, and what makes this the jungle chapter, is the 3D jungle ruins standing beside the signature Everdell tree. That tree is not a gimmick. It holds cards up at eye level like a diorama, and I promise you the first thing anyone does when they sit down is touch it. The ruins are its jungle cousin, a separate structure your archaeologist climbs into. Same cards, same rules, same seasons, same tree, same ruins. Nothing about how you play changes with price. Hold that thought, it's the whole decision. The archaeologist and the jungle ruins, why pick Emerlund over Farshore or Silver Frost? Here's the flavor that made me lean across the table. Every Everdell standalone keeps the bones and swaps in one signature idea. Emerlund's is the archaeologist, one of your workers who doesn't gather resources like the others. Instead, she travels her own separate path across the seasons, climbing into the 3D jungle ruins, searching for the fabled lost city, and turning up artifacts that pay out bonus points. What I love about it, it gives one of your workers a completely different job. While the rest of your critters do the honest labor of city building, your archaeologist is off having an adventure, and you're always weighing whether to keep her digging or pull her back to help. It's a lovely little tension, the pull of the known city versus the shine of the undiscovered ruin. So which of the three do you buy? If you want the classic seaside Everdell, that's Farshore. If you want cozy winter hush, that's Silver Frost. If you want the explorer's itch, the sense of a map with an edge you haven't reached, Emerlund is the one. And practically speaking, it's the newest one still coming off the line, which means it's the live decision on the shelf right now. This is the question you came in for, so let me be plain over the candlelight. Double the price, and the game inside is exactly the same. Same cards, same seasons, same archaeologist, same tree, same ruins. Presentation and touch. The collector's tier is where the deluxe components live, upgraded critter meeples with real sculpt and detail, premium resource pieces, the display-grade bits that make the table look like a shop window. The collector's boxes in the Everdell line are the ones people photograph. Think of it exactly the way I'd think about a dinner. If the good china makes you happier every single time you sit down, some of us genuinely play more when the table looks beautiful, then it's money well spent. If you rather feed 2 more games onto the shelf for that same 50, skip it without a second thought. There is no wrong answer here, only your own appetite. Who should step up to the collector's edition and who should absolutely not? Let me sort you into a chair. The standard is not a compromise, it is the complete game. I want that word to sit with you, complete. The collector's is a want, not a need, and there's no shame in either as long as you know which one you're feeding. Is Emerlund a good first Everdell or should a newcomer start elsewhere? Pull your chair closer, newcomers, this one's for you. Yes, Emerlund is a legitimate first Everdell. It's fully standalone. It teaches you the whole worker placement rhythm from scratch. It runs a friendly 30 to 120 minutes, and it's age 10 plus, so it works for a family table. Nothing about starting here shortchanges you, but let me be the honest friend at the table. Best if the Explorer theme is what pulls you in, or you just want one beautiful, complete box. It's a bigger commitment and a bigger price. Buy it when you know you're staying for the whole dinner. Door 3, a sibling standalone. Prefer Seaside or Snow? Far Shore or Silver Frost do the same standalone job in a different mood. If you already know this is going to be a whole shelf someday, the complete collection saves you the piecemeal. I keep a cross-linked note on that big collection over in Everdale Complete Collection Worth It 2026 if you want away the full cabinet. The add-ons, deluxe resource vessels and the wooden jungle ruin, worth it. Now the little extras on the dessert cart. Immerlin's campaign offered a couple of upgrade add-ons on top of the two additions. There's also a wooden jungle ruin upgrade that swaps the standard ruin structure for a crafted wooden one. My honest take, add-ons are for the smitten, not the curious. If you're buying your first Everdell and testing whether you love the whole thing, don't reach for the vessels yet. Play the game first, fall for it, you will. Then decide. If you already know you adore the line and you want the table to look like a jeweler's window, the deluxe resource vessels are the single most photogenic upgrade for the money. One practical note. Add-ons like these tend to be campaign and pre-order window items. If the deluxe vessels or wooden ruin matter to you, grab them in the same order as the game. Chasing them down separately later is the harder path. When can you actually get it, and how do you order right now? Let me talk timing, because nobody likes a table set for a guest who's late. The Pledge Manager closed around April 16, 2026, and here's the good news. Production finished ahead of schedule. So where does that leave you today in early July 2026? The estimated release lands around late September 2026, though a few listings float earlier dates, so treat the exact day as still firming up rather than locked. Pre-order, then be patient. The good stuff is worth the wait. A hostess word on where to order. For a game like this, buying through a dedicated board game retailer, the publisher's own shop, or a hobby store usually gets you the cleanest additions and add-ons picture, since the standard collectors and deluxe extras all live together there. Final verdict. It is the whole game, every card, every season, the archaeologist and her jungle ruins, that gorgeous 3D tree, and it will make your table beautiful and your friends happy for years. As for the third standalone question, yes, Immerlin earns its shelf spot, because the archaeologist gives it a soul the others don't have, a worker who gets to go adventuring while the rest keep the city running. First Everdell ever. Whichever chair you take, you're not making a mistake, you're just choosing your appetite. Now go on. Reserve the one you want and come tell me how the first game went. Frequently asked questions. Both editions contain the exact same complete game, same cards, seasons, archaeologist tree and jungle ruins. Most players are lastingly happy with the standard. Is Everdell, Immerlin fully standalone, or is it an expansion? Immerlin is fully standalone, playable right out of the box with no other Everdell required. It's the third standalone in the Edge of the Map series after Far Shore and Silver Frost, supporting 1-4 players, age 10+, at about 30 to 120 minutes per game. Is Immerlin a good first Everdell for a newcomer? Yes, Immerlin is a legitimate first Everdell. It's standalone, teaches the full worker placement system from scratch, runs a friendly 30 to 120 minutes, and is age 10+ for family play. The Collector's Edition adds deluxe critter meeple sculpts, premium resource pieces, and display-grade components. What is the archaeologist in Everdell? Immerlin. The archaeologist is Immerlin's signature new mechanic. One of your workers who travels a separate path across the seasons, climbing into the 3D jungle ruins to search for the lost city and uncover artifacts worth bonus points. It's the main reason to pick Immerlin over Far Shore or Silver Frost if the Explorer theme appeals to you. Why choose Immerlin over Far Shore or Silver Frost? Choose Immerlin for the Explorer's itch. Its unique archaeologist and 3D jungle ruins give one worker a whole separate adventure of discovery. Far Shore is the seaside chapter and Silver Frost is a cozy winter one. All three do the same standalone job in different moods. Immerlin is also the newest and the live buying decision right now. How much does Everdell, Emerlin Cost. When does Everdell Emerlin release? Retail pre-orders are open now, with an estimated release around late September 2026. A few listings float earlier dates, so treat the exact day as still firming up. The Kickstarter closed December 18, 2025, the Pledge Manager closed around April 16, 2026, and production finished ahead of schedule. How many players is Everdell Emerlin and how long does it take? Everdell Emerlin plays 1-4 players, is rated age 10+, and takes roughly 30 to 120 minutes depending on player count and how deliberate everyone is. It includes a solo mode, so it's playable on your own as well. Are the deluxe resource vessels and wooden jungle ruin add-ons worth it? Add-ons are worth it only if you already love the line. First-timers should play the game before buying add-ons. If you do want them, order them alongside the game since campaign pre-order window extras are harder to find later. Should a total newcomer buy Emerlin or the complete collection? Do the two editions of Emerlin play any differently? No, the two editions play identically. The standard and collectors contain the same cards, rules, seasons, archaeologist mechanic, 3D tree, and jungle ruins. The only difference is component quality and presentation, so your gameplay experience is the same regardless of which box you choose. Where can I pre-order Everdell Emerlin? You can pre-order Emerlin now through hobby board game retailers and the publisher's own shop. How successful was the Everdell Emerlin Kickstarter? Production finished ahead of schedule, and retail pre-orders are open now ahead of an estimated late September 2026 release.